often talk about how, you know, you obviously want to take high risk plays out of your players, yet you don't want to stifle creativity.
Right.
So where does Patrick Laine's play there that caused the shorthanded goal? Where does that rank on that
graph? So it's a play that gets made at certain times. And you find that when you play teams with better speed and they're real aggressive, that your risk cast profile has to change a little bit. And that's a learned thing, right? That's experience, when to cut it off. So we have to have Patty Laine and a number of those players with a bit of risk in their game because they're capable of making those plays. We don't want them dumping the puck or... but there's the time for the safe play, right? Just a little better play, live to fight another day. That's the idea. But when you play San Jose and then you play Pittsburgh and you get the two finalists from last year, because they skate the way they do, you'll have less time to make the decision, and they're gonna feed on what you give them. And that was true of the game last night. Overall, we didn't give up a whole lot, and it may have just been zone time. Other than the goal, there were a number of turnovers in the game for both teams. Our first goal came from a rim by their forward out to our blue line. I don't think Pete was very happy about, judging from what I saw in the video. So learning to temper your decision-making sometimes versus your opponent, and the game changes. As they get older, they play, and Patty now is playing against the best players on the other team. He's not sitting in the three hole. He's in the top two lines every night. And to be quite honest with you, he's been made incredible improvements in that over the last month. The game against St. Louis, they weren't on the scoreboard, but he made just about every right decision with the puck. So there's improvement there.
How big a factor is score for making those decisions?
Time plays the score, for sure, yeah. Right? But you also, you'd like a piece of the mentality that I'm a game breaker. That just wasn't a game breaker play, right? Even the payoff on the pass isn't going to be that high.
Did you notice anything that they were doing, or did they do anything different to keep him from getting a shot until about 10 minutes to go in the third period? Or?
No, I think if you looked at the way the whole, and it's never one guy, right? How the line works, their team skates real well, real good sticks, lots of experience on their reads, and so there wasn't as much offense. That being said, we still went alone two or three times, and we liked our chances better than theirs. But for those three men then, Mark and Maddie as well, to open up those lanes, it has to be a simpler, more direct game.
Paul had asked Patrick about that balance. And he asked him, what would you change? And he thought, well, I think probably next time if it's that close of a game, I don't try that play. I dump it in. Is that you guys having got to him, or is that him kind of learning on his own, the learning that you're talking about?
It's both. So we'll have looked at the options, not just on that play. I had about 8 or 9 decisions with the puck there where we were trying to fit something through a seam that wasn't there or it looked like it was there. You come off a game in Colorado, and those seams are there, and those plays get made. So the exact same play changes now because you're playing a different group, and Paul's point earlier has probably been a theme for the year. We can't take away what they're great at, but we just want to try to modify it and let them experience it enough so they start making those plays on their own.
So those games against a team like Colorado where everything was working for you guys, does it become more, is it harder for the younger players to follow that game up against a team like San Jose than someone who
I think maybe younger players won't recognize the differences in the games, right? Because it's not just young guys, but it's always about them, what we did well in that game. And then the coaches will look at it and say, well, we're going to see a different game here today, right? The lanes aren't there as often. So getting comfortable, the idea that, you know what, you only get 2 or 3 chances in a game against San Jose per line, maybe if you're going really well, that you're comfortable in that and that you're not giving up 5 chances to get your 3. And we didn't in that game. I mean, we were very pleased with what we gave up in that game. The ratio was really good for us. It was a very well-played game. That's a mistake, and... You know, we've got Armia in alone, Postma in alone. We've got a bunch of two-on-ones. If it's in the back of the net, they're saying they can't make the mistakes they did. We didn't make too many of these. We had probably 3 really good scoring chances that we gave up on and that one's in, so we're talking about it today.
What's it like for you prepping for San Jose and then Pittsburgh back-to-back? obviously two of the league's elite.
Yeah, so it's not easy in terms of opponent, but it's easier in terms of theme. They're both going to skate really, really well. And if you give them 4 feet of ice to play on, they're going to make you play. Pittsburgh probably more than San Jose. San Jose came in on back-to-back. These guys have been rested for a couple of days. So that dangerous area with Pittsburgh is how much time that you give them to make those plays and then how much you generate for them. So that would be the only thing that I was disappointed in the game last night. We had a line that was giving the puck back before it needed to, and that would not be a good recipe against Pittsburgh, who has four lines that can play, but three lines that have enough offense that they'll just feast on those.
Paul, when you look at the last month and all the success that your team's had, how much of that do you credit to maybe desperation as far as getting back into the mix, and how much is that structured and maybe progress on systems? And
yeah, I haven't felt a whole lot of that being desperation. We've gotten to the right pace, the right level. It's about learning that confidence. It's almost exactly what we're talking about in the San Jose game. That was a good, well-played game by us. It didn't go the way we wanted to. We generated more than we gave up and not forcing it. We were chasing a lot of games earlier, so there was risk built into the game. We're down one, we're down two early in the game. And now you're fight trying to claw your way back. We've been a much more composed team over the last month in terms of, regardless of how the score was, we just came out and played. We gave up the first one last night and battled back and played well for it. So it's just maturity, getting a little smarter, getting a little more experienced.
When you talk about patience, how much not discipline and necessarily style, but how much patience have you seen from your team as far as not trying to gain that lead right away, not chase games and get into a game before, if you're chasing games, it sounds like you're...
I like the way we've started. I like what we've generated against what we've given up on most of the games that we've played early. But we haven't done it at a high-risk level. Pretty simple goals that are going in for us and pretty simple play.
Patty was saying that he didn't like his game overall, never mind that one play.
Right.
What did you see, and how does he typically bounce back from his tough ones?
Yeah, I think that Patty has a really strong assessment of his game. Really, really, in all the games, he knows when he's playing well. If there was a negative to it, he's probably a little hard on himself. He gets some of that is, I think, every time he touches the puck in the offensive zone, he thinks it can go in, and it might, right? So I understand why if he misses a shot, he's an angry man. But, boy, I'll tell you what, there are veteran players that can give you a really unusual report on how well they played. Having a guy at any age that understands his game and where he's at, it wasn't his best. I don't think that the line was great last night, so you can't play this game by yourself. And then we're really looking forward to seeing him play tomorrow, because when he's had an off night, I think he's bounced back and played really well.
It's the first time you played Pittsburgh since Malkin's hit on Wheeler. Yep. Where do you think that is on people's radar?
Yeah, pretty low. I think we delivered two or three pretty solid ones again. I think that game got to a good fevered pitch, but I don't. If you're sitting 20 points over the line and you're in, you're gonna, everybody gets a number. But I think we'll play this one as hard as we can, as clean as we can, because we don't want them on the power play.
All right. Is there some the temperatures up for the opening faceoff even? Given
just no, I don't. No, we're not there right now. We've had some hits go against us in Toronto that we just got to play through now.
Yeah. Comment on Josh Morrissey and putting more pucks towards the net, joining the rush. Is that just an element of confidence, or have you been kind of pushing him along with that?
We've certainly haven't held him back on that, and we know it's there. We want him to feel it, right? He's a really smart player. And we also don't want him to lose any of the great things that are in his game right now by trying to stretch himself before he's ready to do it. So we're not saying, Josh, you got to start cheating more, you got to start jumping in more. It's find your holes. If you want to do it, go. I think you're seeing a real comfort level with Jake there. They play off each other very well. But Josh's game is probably on the same incline from the start of the year. He just keeps getting better.
Because he's played so often with Jake and Dustin, who like to freelance quite a bit, does it make it hard for him to find those holes to exercise that offensive part of his game?
No, I think he's picked up on that very well. He never gets caught in a double pinch. He's never jumping in when the other defense is in. I don't think it holds him at the blue line a whole lot. Dustin will get in and stay in right from the blue line. Jake's different. Jake has always, right from the, when I've seen him, he times his rushes really well. He gets up the ice, gets in, and gets out. So I think there's more room for Josh with Jake. Just there, it's a different style of offensive game, and Jake doesn't hang in. He goes in. Sometimes he looks for it a little bit, and then he gets out.
We've asked you this before, so sorry if I'm beating a dead horse, but the way things are shaping up, do you have a number in mind, a target that you feel this team needs to get to points-wise if you're going to pull this off?
No, I don't. I don't. There wouldn't be a value of bringing that into the room, right? There would be no value. We talk about the game and how we want to play and getting emotionally ready for that only.